My homily is about 250 words shorter this week, so I have time to ask you a question. Feel free to answer this. What's the name of the woman who was caught in adultery? Mary Magdalene, right? Right. No. No. The story, the account of the woman caught in adultery, is only found in John's Gospel, and the woman is unnamed. Probably sometime around 1500 years ago, Mary Magdalene got associated with the woman caught in adultery in a homily. And then that's pretty well how it gets depicted in the history of art. So in, I think, Jesus of Nazareth, but I'm sure in the Passion of the Christ, the woman caught in adultery is depicted as Mary Magdalene. But there is nothing in the text of the scriptures that justifies associating the woman caught in adultery that we hear in today's gospel and Mary Magdalene as the same person. And since we have a window of Mary Magdalene right over here, sorry. You are the apostle to the apostles, and we will recognize you as such. You are the first to hear the word of the resurrection. So, now that I've made my apologies to St. Mary Magdalene, may she pray for me, let me tell you about today. There's an ancient custom on the Camino de Santiago in Spain. That's the long walking pilgrimage to the tomb of St. James, that involves carrying a stone. The custom is to bring a small stone from your home or your hometown or wherever you begin this long walking pilgrimage and leave this stone at the foot of the Cruz de Ferro, the iron cross. The stone is a symbol of prayer and presence and penance. You leave the stone at the foot of the cross. The Cruz de Ferro, a large iron cross, is actually a long, long way from the tomb of St. James. So I didn't see it a few years ago when I was on the Camino. But I like this custom. One carries a stone, a little stone, as a symbol of prayer, presence, and penance, and then leaves it at the foot of the cross of Jesus. That is a good religious use of a stone. Today we hear about a really, really bad religious use of stones. A group of men have found two people committing adultery. You have to have two. They have found two people committing adultery, and they decide that they will punish only one of them. They will stone the woman to death. These men will use the stones of creation to kill a creature of God, fulfilling part of the law of God, at least as they understand it. Their behavior is already unjust, because the sin they wish to punish requires at least two people, and they have chosen to punish only one. Maybe the man involved was a community leader. Maybe he was powerful. Maybe he was rich. Maybe he was one of their friends. But in any case, the woman is the only one they plan to kill with the stones. But before these men execute her with the stones, they use her to challenge Jesus. These men who were carrying stones bring this woman who is guilty to Jesus, who shows mercy. Let him who is without sin cast the first stone. And the men with the stones walked away from the woman, and they walked away from Jesus. I do not know if they took their stones with them or if they left them at the feet of Jesus. In any case, they did not kill the woman. They brought her to Jesus. At least they did one good thing. They brought her to Jesus. And Jesus showed her mercy. Go and sin no more. Rise up and live again. So it seems we have a choice for the stones that we carry. We can use them to carry out our own understanding of a certain part of God's law and on certain people and not others. We could use them to inflict pain in the name of righteousness. We could use the stones to tear down someone else and make ourselves feel better. We can do that. We have that power. But But if we do, we will be standing against Jesus. And so we have another choice for the stones that we carry. We have another choice. The stones that we carry, and we all carry them, can be a symbol of our prayer, our presence, and our penance. We can bring these stones to the foot of the cross and set them down at the feet of Jesus. We are quickly making our way to Good Friday. And on that day, one by one, we will come to venerate the cross of the Savior of the world. At the foot of the cross, we will offer our reverence and our adoration. At the foot of the cross, we will mourn for our sins. And at the foot of the cross, we will set down the stones of violence and offer our penance, our presence, and our prayer at the feet of Jesus.